KJAN Sports.
And good morning, I'm Rick Henson. It is time for a check of sports, recapping Saturday's area baseball and softball scores. There were only a few on tap for that particular day. In Saturday's softball action, it was Atlantic beating East Sac County 8-2. East Sac County was a 2-1 winner over Trainer and an 8-4 winner over Carroll in softball. In baseball action, it was Guthrie Center beating Oakland Riverside 10-7. Van Meter was a 3-2 winner over Coon Rapids Baird. Pacific Coast League baseball action on Sunday, it was Omaha beating Memphis 8-3. Memphis over Omaha in the second game, 2-1. And Round Rock defeating the Iowa Cubs 3-2. And Omaha is in action against the iCubs tonight, the Storm Chasers and the iCubs beginning at 7:08 in Des Moines. In Major League Baseball action, Stefan Strasburg, Danny Espinosa, and the Washington Nationals enjoyed a pretty good afternoon against Cincinnati on Sunday. Strasburg came off the disabled list and tossed no-hit ball during his 6 2/3 innings of work as the Nationals ripped Cincinnati 12-1. Strasburg was lifted after throwing 109 pitches in his first action since a stint on the DL due to a sore back. The no-hitter remained intact until Ramon Cabrera led off the eighth inning with a single off of Matt Belisle. Espinosa hit his second grand slam of the series and was 4-for-6 with 6 RBIs to help the NL East leaders stay 5 games ahead of the Mets. Espinosa homered 4 times and drove in 15 runs, while the Nats took 3 of 4 from the Reds. The Mets completed a 4-game sweep of the Cubbies as Wilmer Flores went 6-for-6 with 2 of New York's 5 home runs and a 14-3 pounding of Chicago. Flores tied a team record for hits in the game and finished 4 RBIs as the Mets beat the Cubs for the 8th straight time, dating to last year's NLCS. Noah Syndergaard is 9-3 after holding the Cubs to a run and 7 hits and 8 strikeouts over 7 innings. John Lester was rocked in the shortest start of his career, yielding 3 homers, 8 runs, and 9 hits in just 1 1/3 innings. The Cubs' fourth loss, straight loss that is, cuts their lead in the NL Central to 8 games over St. Louis. On a related note, the Chicago Cubs put outfielder Chris Coughlin on the 15-day disabled list Sunday with a right rib cage strain and recalled infielder Jameer Candelario from AAA Iowa. Candelario started at third base Sunday in his major league debut. He struck out his first 2 times up against New York Mets ace Noah Syndergaard. Elsewhere in the major leagues, Stephen Biscotti cracked a grand slam that gave the St. Louis Cardinals an 8-2 lead in the 6th inning of a 9-8 victory against Milwaukee. Aldemus Diaz homered and Michael Wacha survived 5 shaky innings as St. Louis completed a 3-game sweep. Wacha surrendered 9 hits but just 2 runs in winning his 3rd consecutive start since opening the year 2-7. San Francisco beat Arizona in the Major League action 5-4 on Ramiro Pena's RBI double in the 11th inning. The Diamondbacks forced extra innings on homers by Paul Goldschmidt and Jake Lamb after Brandon Belt's 2-run double put the Giants ahead 4-1 in the 4th. The Giants still top the NL West by 4 games over Los Angeles. Brandon McCarthy was a winner in his first start for the Dodgers this season, fanning 8 and allowing 2 hits over 5 shutout innings of a 4-1 verdict over Colorado. Trace Thompson and Yasmani Grandal hit solo homers in the Dodgers' 4th straight win. The Rockies didn't score until Anthony Descalzo homered in the 7th inning. Toronto ripped Cleveland 17-1 as Russell Martin and Troy Tulowitzki each smacked 3-run homers while combining for 9 RBIs. Martin had a team-high 5 RBIs. Edwin and Carcinon drove in 3 runs, and Justin Smoke added a 2-run homer to help the Blue Jays get to within 3.5 games of the AL East lead. J.A. Happ struck out 11 over 7 innings as the Jays handed to the Indians their 2nd straight loss since a team record 14-game winning streak. Also in Major League Baseball, Boston bounced back from Saturday's 21-2 loss to the Angels by scoring 7 times in the 5th inning of a 10-5 romp against L.A. Hanley Ramirez and Sandy Leon supplied 2-run doubles during the big rally before Leon poked an RBI single in the 7th. Dustin Pedroia added a 2-run single to support Sean O'Sullivan, who was reached for 2 runs in 5-plus innings. The Red Sox are within 3 games of the AL East after the first-place Orioles were swept in a 4-game series at Seattle. Seth Smith launched a grand slam, and Kyle Seager hit a 2-run double in the Mariners' 9-4 romp over Baltimore. Mark Trumbo slammed his major league leading 24th home run for the Birds. Detroit picked up its sixth consecutive win and pulled within 5.5 games of the AL Central leading Indians by scoring 5 runs in its final 2 at-bats to beat Tampa Bay 5-1. Justin Upton snapped a 1-1 tie with a 2-run double in the 8th inning, one inning before Ian Kinsler belted a 2-run homer. The Rays lost for the 16th time in 18 games, despite Chris Archer, who held Detroit to 3 hits while striking out 11 over 5 2/3 shutout innings. In other action, Kansas City's 7-2 loss at Philadelphia keeps the Royals 6 games off the AL Central lead. Cameron Rupp, Cody Ashe, and Michael Franco homered to back Vince Velasquez, who fanned 7 over 6 innings to improve to 7-2. Losing pitcher Yordano Ventura sprained his right ankle running the bases and left the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. Jose Quintana had dropped 7 straight decisions before limiting Houston to a run and 2 hits in 7 innings of the White Sox 4-1 triumph over the Astros. Quintana gave up just 1 hit after George Springer homered, leading off the bottom of the 1st inning. Jose Abreu had 2 hits, and an RBI as Chicago kept the Astros 8.5 games behind the AL West leading Rangers. Texas absorbed a 5-4 loss to Minnesota as Brian Dozier hit a 2-run triple and scored twice. Cole Hamels was knocked out in the 5th inning of his first loss since May 27th, surrendering 5 runs and 10 hits. Sin So Chu had 2 hits and 3 RBIs for the Rangers. Miami was a winner in the first major league game at Fort Bragg as Adam Conley scattered 4 hits in 6 shutout innings to lead the Marlins past the Braves 5-2. JT Realmuto went 3-for-5 with an RBI single and a homer. Martin Prado and Christian Yelich both went 3-for-5 as an RBI as the Marlins stayed 6.5 games off the NL East lead. And finally, in other more baseball action, it was Adam Frazier delivering a game-tying RBI triple in the 6th inning and scored the go-ahead run later in the inning to help Pittsburgh beat Oakland 6-3. Mark Teixeira homered in each of the last 2 innings to secure the Yankees' 6-3 win at San Diego. In baseball news, Blue Jays slugger Edwin Encarnacion has been suspended 1 game for making contact with umpire Vic Carapaza after being called out on strikes in the 1st inning of a loss to Cleveland last Friday. Major League RBI leader can continue to play while he appeals that decision. Arizona has placed Zach Greinke on the 15-day disabled list with a left oblique strain suffered when he hit a sacrifice fly in last Tuesday's game against the Phillies. Greinke is 10-3 with a 3.62 ERA after leaving the Dodgers for a free agent contract with the Diamondbacks last winter. In tennis action, it took Serena Williams less than an hour to win her 3rd round match at Wimbledon on Sunday. The top seed and 6-time champion disposed of Annika Beck 6-3, 6-0 in 51 minutes to advance to the round of 16. She joins 2-time major champion Svetlana Kuznetsova, who rallied to beat American Sloane Stephens 6-7, 6-2, 8-6. American Coco Vandeweghe defeated 7th-seeded Roberta Vinci 6-3, 6-4 to reach the 4th round. In the men's tennis bracket, John Isner lost to number 12 Jo-Winfried Tsonga in the 19-17 in the 5th set. Eisner won the opening set, 2 sets in a rain-delayed match that spanned 11 hours and 2 days. Other third-round winners on the men's side include 7th seed Richard Gasquet, 10th seeded Tomas Berdych, and number 15 Nick Kyrgios. Play was held on the middle Sunday for just the 4th time in the tournament's 139-year history to make up for a backlog of matches due to rain that was taking place last week. Now, week 2 of Wimbledon starts with the busiest day in the Grand Slam tennis with all 16 men and women's 4th-round matches on today's schedule. As we mentioned, after rain delays forced organizers to schedule matches on middle Sunday for the 4th time in history, the tournament is back on track going into the 2nd week. 7-time men's champion Roger Federer is scheduled first on center court, facing 29th-ranked American Steve Johnson. 6-time women's winner Serena Williams is paired against Svetlana Kuznetsova in the next match in the center court, followed by number 2 Andy Murray against Nick Kyrgios. And missing from today's schedule is number 1 Novak Djokovic, whose 30-match Grand Slam winning streak was snapped by American Sean Querrey in the 3rd round on Saturday. And that is a check of sports on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.